Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. And every Saturday night that you ain't keep my tears blue. Oh, when you hear that music, you know what time it is. It is time for Jason Wilde of Wilde and Taos to join us here on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman. Jason, how you doing today?
I'm great, Kyle. I was expecting to hear someone else's voice introducing me. It's great to hear you doing it instead.
Yeah, a little less annoying, right?
I'm not saying that. It's just different.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your voice.
A little more pep.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. But Jason... Excited.
Ben shouts. There's no way. Ben shouts all the time, so there's definitely not a different vibe there. Yeah. What do you got for me, boys?
Jason, I just want to get right into it because this is a big day because Jordan Love is a day closer to signing his contract with the Green Bay Packers. And yesterday, Jordan Love was...
Are you sure about that?
I feel good about it. The deadline's Monday for me, and then, you know, after that, I may break down. But, Jason, yesterday, Jordan Love hosted a youth football camp for the kids and the children in the local Milwaukee community. What a great guy. But after the football camp, he had 3 minutes set up to speak with the press about non-contract-related things, and then this happened.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with you before the start of camp. Do you wish the same?
All right.
Jason, them saying nope. Is that just them following protocol, or is it Jordan Love's agency basically saying, hey, we're not that close. We don't want Jordan answering any questions while we're in negotiations?
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is saying the nope. But he definitely doesn't work in public relations. I understand, you know, we had this conversation.
Nopes.
Yeah, it's a lot. I had this conversation with a few of our shows. I get there's folks that don't like the media. I understand that. I've seen how people have reacted to members of the media in various realms, including sports. But you just said it yourself. Today's a good day because we're one day closer to Jordan Love signing his extension. It's what Packers fans care about. My job is to inquire about things Packers fans care about. And I don't think anybody should ever have a press availability and try to dictate what is on or off limits. And I thought it was a terrible look. I don't know who those folks were that were in charge of that. Because here's the thing. I'm pretty sure Jordan Love is adept and intelligent enough that he could have negotiated that answer without having any issues and giving a answer that said nothing about how close or how far away the deal was and satisfied everyone and kept it from being a story. Instead, for the last 48 hours, it's been one of the things that people have been talking about. So, you know, again, he gets to do things however he wants to do them. But as I watched that video, I personally think that he would have been fine answering it in kind of a non-committal manner. Hey, you know, they've been working on it for a long time. I try not to get involved until we're really, really ready for me to put my name on the dotted line. I want to be here. I know the Packers want me here. It's just a matter of getting everything figured out, and I hope it gets done soon. Boom, done, end of story. As opposed to nope. And so then you're interpreting it, right? You just did it yourself, Kyle. Does this mean that he was just following protocol, or does this mean they're not very close on a deal? I don't know, but I can tell you this. Had I been there, and I know some other colleagues of mine were there, I don't know how many of our beat writer crew was there, but I know there were some other TV stations, radio folks, et cetera, there. Had I been there and Stephanie asked that question and got that response, I would have said, Jordan, if the deal's not done by Monday, are you practicing or not? Because that is what everyone wants to know. Now, if he's smart, his response is, I don't know, let's see what happens on Monday, right? But again, these are questions that fans want to know. This is not, I'm not covering the government. I'm not covering war. I understand that this is not as important as a lot of other things in our society. But the way I talk to multiple people who do PR for a living, some of them in the National Football League, and they all said the same thing. What are we doing? Like, A, you're not telling them you can't ask about this, and B, you can't act that way when the question comes anyway. You have to have an answer ready for it. And so, again, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's a huge deal, but I thought it was ham-handedly handled, and it was a unforced error by the members of Jordan's team to handle it that way, and Ooh. It's not going to affect the negotiations at all. I don't think it's an issue. I don't think it's a problem. It just was bad optics, and now it's over. But how many? Every one of our shows has talked about this, and it's not just because it's groupthink or there's nothing better to talk about. It's because the most important thing going on with the Green Bay Packers is getting Jordan Love's contract done, and that's why the question needed to be asked. If you want to be able to dictate what is going to be asked at a press availability, then don't have the press availability. That's what I would say. You wanted the media there to cover the camp and cover the feel-good nature, which I love that. I'm glad he's doing it. It's awesome that he's doing it. But if you want the media coverage of him doing a camp in River Hills, then you should also be ready for the media coverage of questions about training camp and about his contract. That's where I stand.
Hey, this got you hot, Jason. I could tell.
No, it really doesn't.
You
what
preaching.
Bothers me?
Educating.
Well, I'm preaching because I think this was preventable. And the reason why it does bother me to some degree is not because I'm a reporter and I saw people getting after Stephanie. I mean, I don't like that, no question. But to me, I just know Jordan Love. You know, I've been around him now. You know, the first 2 years we weren't in the locker room because of COVID, but the last 2+ years, or 3+ years, I've been around him, and you know we have a good rapport. We talk all the time. If I have a question for him, I'm able to text him. But the bottom line is that he could have handled that himself way better than the nope, 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 nope guy handled it. And they went the direction they did. And again, I am on your team, Kyle. That I hope the deal gets done before Monday. Now, is there a tiny part of me that is really curious to see what he does if it's not done? Yeah, there is part of me that is curious about that because I think he is a guy whose default setting is to always do what he perceives to be the right thing. And I think he perceives that the right thing as the leader of this football team and as the starting quarterback of this football team would be to practice because that's what a leader does. I would say that if I was his teammate, and I would be willing to bet that all or almost all of his teammates would say this, Jordan, don't go out there until they get your deal done, man. You deserve to have the security of that long-term contract. Weird things happen. Don't risk it. We know you want to be out there. You know we love you. We trust you. We know what you're made of. So if you miss a few days of camp while they're trying to hammer out the details, we're good. As your teammates, we're not worried at all. We want you to make sure you're taken care of, and then we'll worry about the football. That's how I think most of his teammates would approach it. I think if you asked Brian Bulaga or Tausch or Chewy or anybody, I think that would be the way the locker room would handle it. But again, maybe we never get to that, and on Monday he's out there with his red number 10 jersey and one of those giant publisher's clearinghouse checks from Associated Bank with $175 million. Of guaranteed money written on it.
Jason, as much as we love talking about Jordan Love and his contract, and we love talking about it, there's another area of the Green Bay Packers that I want to get to. You had Kenny Clark on Wilde and Tausch, which airs on these airwaves from 9 to noon every day, and he brought up the fact that this is one of the most competitive teams. This is the most competitive team that he's played on, and Kenny's been a part of some real good Packer teams. We had A.J. Dillon on the show today on KBN here, and he reiterated the same thing, that this is the most competitive team he's been a part of, and there's competition everywhere. Mm-hmm. Boy, with the great teams that those guys have played on, is this comment surprise you that they said this is amongst the most competitive team they've ever been a part of?
No, and you played in this league. You know this. Like, when you have a team full of established guys, it's not competitive, right? Like, when the Packers' wide receiver group was set and you knew what the pecking order was, hey, guys were working their tails off. I'm not saying that they were complacent or lazy, but when I hear the word competitive, I'm thinking These guys are competing for snaps, for playing time. And you look back on the 2020 or 2020. I mean, think about Kenny's career. He got here in 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went to the NFC Championship game that year. I don't think any of us doubts that if Rodgers doesn't break his collarbone in 17, they're a team that could have gone to the NFC Championship game that year. I mean, that was they were 4-1 at the time of his injury up in Minnesota. 2018 was obviously a train wreck. We all know that. 19, they're in the NFC Championship game. 20, they're in the NFC Championship game. 21, they're the number one seed in the NFC, the only bye week, only bye team in that, because that's when they expand, the playoffs had been expanded by then. And so, yeah, the competitiveness wasn't, well, who's going to start here? Who's going to start there? Who's going to play here? Who's going to play there? Now, that's what it is. Like, who's going to play the most snaps at wide receiver? Competitive. Who's going to play the most snaps at tight end? Competitive. Who's going to play as part of the rotation along with Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith on the defensive line? Competitive. Who's going to be the starting linebacker alongside Quay Walker? Competitive. Who's going to be the starting cornerback opposite Jair Alexander? Eric Stokes or Carrington Valentine? Competitive. Who's going to be the starting safety next to X? Competitive. So I think what he's saying is it's not, you know, it's not the same as when Brian Bulaga is your right tackle and Billy Turner's your right guard and Corey Linsley's your center and Elton Jenkins is your left guard and David Bakhtiari is your left tackle. There ain't no competition there, right? There's competition at left tackle this year between the first round pick, Jordan Morgan, and the incumbent in Rasheed Walker. So I just think it's more competitive in that way. I don't want to speak for Kenny for why he said that, but that was how I took it.
Jason, there's a couple ways that you could take the breakdown that you just eloquently spoke, where it's like there's a lot of competition, but I'm hearing a lot of question marks. So do you think it's a good thing that the Packers are experiencing so much competition and question marks compared to the years where everything's felt more ironclad and more certain?
That's a really good question, Brad. I would say this. It's just because they're young, right? I mean, sooner or later, guys elevate, and other guys don't rise to the occasion. Like, one of the more surprising things for me anyway, last season, and I know he got wrapped across the knuckles figuratively for doing it, but, you know, Adam Stenovich basically came out and said the left tackle competition after Bakhtiari's injury that Rasheed Walker rose to the level, rose to the competition. Yosh Nijman didn't. So that's going to happen with guys. Like, I don't know, I expect Javon Bullard to be the starting safety opposite X. I expect Edgerrin Cooper to be the starting, one of the starting linebackers alongside Quay Walker. But they're both young rookie players, so they're not guaranteed that just because they were both second-round picks. I think the youth is what contributes because there's so many young guys. Like, we were doing this thing, you know, talking about whether Kenny's going to get a third contract. There's two other guys that are on the roster right now that you're even having that conversation about. That's how young they are. And those guys still have two more years after this year on their existing contracts in Elton and Jair Alexander. So I think that's more of a function of how young they are. No one has established himself as the man at a variety of positions. So I think that's what it is more than anything else.
Jason, last quick one here. Come Monday.
Quick.
Come Monday, are we celebrating Jordan Love or are we anxious about Jordan Love?
I think we may wake up Monday anxious and we may, by the end of the day, be celebrating him. You know, I mentioned this to Kenny when we were talking to him today. The last time I remember a guy signing on the first day of practice of training camp was Kenny back in whatever that was, 2020, 2021. You know, he signed his extension. I think it was 2020. You know, and then we saw him out there at practice, right? So that wouldn't surprise me if that's how it plays out. Again, I saw Strofe's guy help me out with this crazy Ricky or whatever his name is.
Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky. He tweeted. What did he tweet?
Oh, boy. He tweeted like a handshake emoji with cheese, and you got to stay on top of this Pretty Ricky business now.
What day was this?
I think it was today.
Uh-oh, that means it's done.
I think so.
Three hours ago.
It's done. All right, cool, we done. All right, sounds good, Jason. We'll be celebrating come Monday for sure. I'm ready to party.
Glad I could help, guys. All right, take care. Be good.
Thank you. That is Jason Wilde from Wilde & Tausch. You can hear Jason Wilde every weekday from 9 to noon right here on ESPN Wisconsin. And by way of Pretty Ricky, through Jason Wilde, and Pretty Ricky's always right. Handshake, cheese.
That's the tweet. Handshake, cheese, emoji. And that was a reply from June 14th saying after Trevor Lawrence signed, Packers are trying to race to get a deal done.
Is the handshake,
we'll see.
Is it a black handshake and a white hand?
It is two yellow hands.
Okay. Two yellow hands. So it's Bart Simpson and Homer. Okay. Well, we'll have more coming up next. Keep it locked. This is Kyle Bruston-Norman on ESPN Wisconsin.